I was listening to your show earlier this evening, and you said something about somebody being subgenius, or million, or thousands of people being subgenius.
Millions,
2.2 million.
Yeah. Well, what is subgenius as opposed to genius?
You see, there's...
No, we shouldn't laugh. We have to take into account that we do get new callers and new people who... Imagine if you just tuned in for the first time, and I think...
Yeah, exactly. That's
your situation.
I'm laughing with glee at the listeners who've been waiting for a virgin. There's people who've been listening to this show for several years. They've been waiting for a virgin. Now they're going to say, how's Bob going to explain
this?
Yeah,
I'm sure David is howling right now.
You know who David is?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, what a subgenius is today is the approach of the media ecological role player, the advocate of media ecology. In other words, we study the effects of technologies rather than implementing new environments and new technologies. Mm-hmm. Now, the genius will invent new technologies, right?
Right.
So the subgenius is looking at the effects of the genius.
Ooh,
work. You never heard that before, right?
Well,
it's a percept for you. Great. The guy came right on the radio. I love that. Eureka.
Yeah,
you must be a subgenius because it didn't take me long for you to get it. All right. The problem is we're at the point now with software, electric environment overkill, that we need to determine when a new environment should be brought in, what is its effect on all the previous technological environments, because we have a watershed, a clogged up effect, a backlog of technologies. And this is a complex structure which we analyze using the tetrad. You ever heard of the tetrad? Ever heard of the tetrad?
No.
Connie is holding a book called Laws of Media.
Right.
And the cover of the book is by Marshall McLuhan. He's the founder, inventor, subgenius archetype, architect of the tetrad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get and study the tetrad, just get a copy of Laws of Media.
Uh-huh.
Now, we call that bottom-up analysis. The bottom-up means the reality we all share as human beings. But we have a pink power structure that's imposed on us bureaucratically. It's a bureaucratically hijacked mankind in the global theater, all right? Now, for studying that, some people call it conspiracy, but we call it top-down structure.
Conspiracy?
Is that a funny word?
Well, it's so vast.
Yeah.